Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 17th of January 2021 is Elizabeth Willing Powell. Elizabeth Willing Powell, February 21, 1743, O.S. February 10, 1742-43, January 17, 1830. Was an American socialite and a prominent member of the Philadelphia upper class of the late 18th and early 19th centuries. The daughter and later wife of mayors of Philadelphia, she was a salonier who hosted frequent gatherings that became a staple of political life in the city. During the First Continental Congress in 1774, Powell opened her home to the delegates and their families, hosting dinner parties and other events. After the American Revolutionary War, she again took her place among the most prominent Philadelphian socialites, establishing a salon of the Republican coat of leading intellectuals and political figures. Powell corresponded widely, including with the political elite of the time. She was a close friend and confidant to George Washington and was among those who convinced him to continue for a second term as president. She wrote extensively, but privately, on a wide range of subjects, including politics, the role of women, medicine, education, and philosophy. Powell is said to be the person who asked Benjamin Franklin, "What have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" To which he reportedly replied, "A republic, if you can keep it," an often quoted statement about the Constitution of the United States. The exchange was first recorded by James McHenry, a delegate of the Constitutional Convention, in his journal entry dated September 18, 1787. Powell's exchange with Franklin was adapted over time, with the role played by Powell all but removed in 20th century versions and replaced with an anonymous lady, woman, or concerned citizen. The setting of the conversation was also revised from her home at the Powell House to the steps of Independence Hall. Her husband Samuel Powell, one of the richest people in Philadelphia who was twice elected mayor of the city, died in 1793. He left almost his entire estate to Powell, who went on to manage the family business dealings. She built a home for her nephew and chosen heir, John Hare Powell, on the country estate which she inherited from her husband. She sold the Powell House and lived on Chestnut Street near Independence Hall for the last 3 decades of her life. She died on January 17, 1830, and was buried beside her husband at Christ Church. More than a century later, the Powell House was acquired by the Philadelphia Society for the Preservation of Landmarks. It was renovated and opened to the public as a museum in 1938. 2 rooms from the house were reconstructed as exhibits at museums in Philadelphia and New York City. The Powell's country estate later became part of Powellton Village in Philadelphia. Hundreds of her letters and several of her portraits survive. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:07 UTC on Sunday, the 17th of January 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Elizabeth Willing Powell. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ravina Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.